Hidden beneath the waves, elusive visitors to the Chesapeake Bay comb the seafloor for fish, crustaceans, and stingrays. These mid-Atlantic guests often go unnoticed by watershed residents, who might actually be surprised to learn of their presence. Believe it or not, the bay hosts a plethora of sharks, some as long as 10 feet, every year. Here to tell us more is Holly Bourbon, curator of large fish exhibits and dive safety officer at the National Aquarium. Thanks for joining us, Holly.
Hi, John.
What shark species are common in the Chesapeake Bay?
Well, there are at least 12 species of sharks found in the bay, but the most common is the sandbar shark. And you also have bull sharks and sand tiger sharks. The bay actually provides one of the most important sandbar shark nursery areas on the East Coast, but these are rarely seen at the water's surface. Bull sharks are an occasional visitor to the bay, and they get over 10 feet, much like the sand tiger shark does. The sand tiger sharks are the primary predator of sandbar sharks near the bay's mouth. At the aquarium, we actually do have both species of the sandbar and the sand tiger shark on exhibit. Other species that you'll also see in the bay are smooth and spiny dogfish. Both are common in the lower bay and do swim in schools.
Do any of these sharks actually pose a threat to humans? Is it safe to swim in the same waters as these guys, as apex predators?
Actually, most of these shark species rarely pose a threat to folks who are swimming or in the same waters. There's actually been no reported shark attacks in the bay, actually nor in the state of Maryland. However, folks should always err on the side of caution. As with any wild animal, it's best to leave them alone.
Okay, what about our effect on these incredible fish? What kind of threats do humans pose for sharks in the mid-Atlantic and the Chesapeake?
Populations have declined drastically in the past 50 years. This is largely due to overfishing. Populations are also affected by bycatch and shark finning, which is the practice of removing shark fins and discarding the rest of the animal into the ocean, where they likely won't survive. Mm-hmm. Shark fins are used for shark fin soup. Why they're sensitive to overfishing and habitat degradation is due to their slow growth rate, late sexual maturity, and small number of offspring. For example, sandbar sharks only produce a handful of pups every other year, and they don't reach sexual maturity until after they're 16 years of age. But steps are being taken to protect shark populations worldwide. Last year, Governor O'Malley signed a bill that the aquarium strongly supported that prohibited the sale, trade, and distribution of shark fins, making Maryland the first state on the East Coast to grant sharks this protection.
So what makes sharks so important to Chesapeake Bay and to the mid-Atlantic ecosystem?
Sharks as an apex predator keep other animal populations in check. For example, sandbar sharks eat cow-nose rays, which are brown, kite-shaped rays that visit the bay's shallow waters each summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're extremely abundant in the mid-Atlantic. Their diet are oysters, hard clams, and soft-shelled clams. They've been known to destroy bay grass beds and cause considerable losses to commercial clam and oyster harvests while feeding. So if you have overfishing of large sharks, you can have an overabundance of cow-nose rays. More rays means a higher consumption of prey, like the bay scallop. So there's an outpaced ability of prey species to replenish populations, which can affect local fisheries. Local shark species may not be as abundant or as economically valuable as many of the bay's other inhabitants, like the blue crab and oyster, but they're still very important to the ecosystem.
Thank you very much, Holly. To find out more about the many shark species that have been found or spotted in the Chesapeake Bay, visit aqua.org/abluview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.